This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Brad Rippey's a meteorologist with USDA.
Moving to the south, taking a look at the cotton crop for the week ending June 28th, we see cotton squaring pretty much on par with average, 35% nationally, 1 point behind the five-year average, equal to what we saw this time a year ago. The numbers are all over the place. We see Arizona leading the nation 88% squaring, five-year average is 63%. And on the other end, we see Oklahoma just 10% squaring, and that is behind the five-year average of 18%. Cotton starting to set bolls in most production areas, and the national number 9% as of June 28th. That is ahead of the five-year average of 7% and also ahead of last year's 6%. Arizona once again comes in on top, 29% setting bolls. Five-year average is 19%. Second on the list is Louisiana, 22% setting bulls. Five-year average is 16%. Texas, the number one production state, 13% setting bulls. Five-year average, 9%. The only states not seeing any bull setting at this point, primarily across the Northern Delta and the Southeast, Arkansas, Missouri, North Carolina, and on the Southern Plains, Oklahoma, not yet setting any bulls at this point in the season.
I'm Tony St. James.